As we know, the Parsha of Nazir is very controversial already. If you look in different places in Chazal, and in the Rishonim, the Ramban, and the Rambam, is it a good thing or a bad thing to be a Nazir? The Rambam picks up on the famous drush of, I think, Elazar Kapar, who says, "V'chipera love me asher chatal anafesh," that what's the chait? The Pshuta Shalmikra is, of course, Nasher Chatal Anafesh means the Nazir is Tummy Lanafesh, that he was near a dead body. But the Drash Rulazar Kapar is Chatal Anafesh, that he has been sour his soul by avoiding wine and by engaging in ascetic practices. So he caused himself physical tsar, and therefore that's a chait, and therefore we see, call Yoshev Atainis Nikra Chote. Because if only not drinking wine is a chait, not eating or drinking anything, and therefore one should avoid, you know, the proper derech of Avodah Hashem is not to try and inflict inoy upon yourself by avoiding the normal hanos of olam hazeh. And of course, the Ramban disagrees vociferously and says, "What are you talking about? Kadosh Yeya, and the Nazir is called Kodesh, Ki Nazir Lokav Rosho, the crown of Hashem and Kedusha, and how could this be a bad thing?" And in the end, deals with when it's good to be a Nazir, when it's bad to be a Nazir, means when it's good to be a to withdraw from the normal physical life, olam hazeh, when that's a positive thing, when that's a negative thing. There's a sharp comment from the Chedusha Rim, I believe, originally, perhaps one call it a homiletical observation, but nonetheless a sharp comment that maybe summarizes really what's at the yisod of the maskana of the various Rishonim and Achronim who deal with this sugya. And he says, to be medayik, perhaps in a homiletical fashion, in the Lashon of Elazar Kapar, but first going back to the Pesukim. Of course, in the Pesukim, what's the context of the Chiper Lo Vesher Chatal Anafesh? It's the Nazir Tummy. Right? You don't have this Pasuk by another Tohar has to bring Karbanos at the end of his, at the end of his Zizirus, a Ola, a Shlomim, and a Chatas. And it doesn't say Asher Chatal Anafesh. Another Tomei has to bring an Ola, a Chatas, and an Asham, and there it says, Me'asher Chatal Anafesh. Why Davka, the Nazir Tomei, says Asher Chatal Anafesh? Because what's the difference between a Nazir Tomei and a Nazir Tahar bringing Karbanos? The Nazir Tomei, Vayam Rishon Yiplu, Ki Tomei Nizro. He withdrew from all of his Olam Hazeh, and then he didn't make anything of it. The days were wasted. He has to start from scratch. Basically, he withdrew from the normal life of Olam Hazeh and didn't create anything out of it. But Yiplu was the Batala. As opposed to the Nazir Tahar, actually created something, a Chalos Nazirus, and the Karbanos at the end of Nazirus, and he had a certain unique spiritual experience. And the Chilik is very Pashut. The Chilik is that if someone withdraws from the pleasures of this world and actually creates something and makes himself a better person with it, then that's a tremendous kedusha, Nazir Kol Rosho. If someone refrains from X, Y, and Z, just, to refrain and doesn't actually make himself a better person out of it, then that's a tremendous chait, and that's, God gave us the world that we should use it in the right way. Sometimes using it is to indulge in certain taivas and to be chazik ourselves, and sometimes using it is not, but to just for no reason forgo things and not accomplish anything and make yourself a better person is shtus, and is rejecting the world Hashem gave us. And so the Chedushim in the day call Yoshe V'tainus Nikra Chote, Lashem Yoshe V'tainus. Why Yoshe V'tainus? Why not Mis'aneh? Okay, so on the shot level, one could say that's just a flowery expression of they used to have in the old days. Yoshe means you sit in the same place. Someone who fasts and sits in the same place, the same person when he finished the tainus, when he starts the tainus, Nikra Chote, he's like the Nazir Tameh. He's not eating and drinking, and what does he do? He's the same person afterwards. So you might as well have eaten and, drunk. But someone who's not Yoshe Vitainus, someone who's Mahalik Vitainus, someone who goes places in the tainus and ends up a different person than he was beforehand because he uses the opportunity of withdrawing from food and drink to refocus his life and to think about the relationship between the physical and the spiritual and to think about the different kind of experience and the experience of having, the experience of not having, and ends up a more sensitive and holy and spiritual person than beforehand, he is like the Nazir Tahar. Of course, he's not called the Chote. That's the reason Tainus was given. And therefore, when we, you know, it's not for many of us nowadays, some of the posts even write this, and Ravaya, various places, like, we're not Mis'aneh as much as we used to. Maybe we don't really have the Shaila, should I take on an extra Tainus every Monday and Thursday for a year or not? But even the Tainus that we do have, called Yoshe B'Tainus Nikra Chote, we're Chayiv, have Tanisim a certain number of times every year when we have those Tanisim, and whenever the decisions come before us, called Yoshev Nikrachote, that Tainis, if you're Yoshev, is a waste of a Tainis has to be Mahalech, and we have to use the things that we do enjoy in this world to grow from, and we have to use the opportunities to refrain from the various types of Olam Hazeh also to grow from and to be a better person afterwards, and always be a Mahalech, the Tainis and everything else, and not to be a Yoshev.